is Wichita.
Once more, dear home, I with rapture behold thee, and greet
the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, brings you another dramatic page from the history of this city. Since 1872, the Eagle has faithfully recorded the progress of Wichita. And now, through its magic of radio, these stories come to life. Listen to the drama of your city and mine. This is Wichita.
My God,
now, before we raise the curtain on tonight's drama of early day Wichita, the First Federal Quartet brings you Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Come for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Come for to carry me home. Ring low, sweet chariot. For to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
I looked over Jordan, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A band of angels coming after me,
coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Have you ever considered the many services performed by a great newspaper? For instance, the Wichita Eagle carries over two times as many classified ads as any other newspaper in the state of Kansas. This large volume of classified advertising assures the readers of a large selection from which to choose and assures the advertiser of results. Classified advertising in the Wichita Eagle has been steadily increasing throughout the years, and the Eagle now ranks as one of the nation's leading classified mediums. If you want results, put your ad in the Eagle. Use Kansas' largest classified medium, the Wichita Eagle. Listen now to the Eagle Concert Orchestra under the baton of Russell Lowe, presenting The Angelus. Thank you. And now we raise the curtain on another chapter of Wichita history, as revealed in the files of the Wichita Eagle. We present the inspiring story of the brave Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother and their struggles to maintain Wichita's early days St. Francis Hospital. Today, Wichita boasts of many splendid hospitals, and we consider them an important part of our community. But not so very long ago, a less enlightened public
thought... Innocent breakfast houses, good place to go if you want to die. Don't talk to me about doctors. They're nothing but butchers. The good Lord didn't intend for folks to get cut into with a knife.
But in spite of such adverse criticism, far-thinking men and women were making slow but steady progress in the science of prolonging human life. Among those pioneers in 1890 was a small group of sisters from the Order of the Sorrowful Mother. In a gloomy three-story building on North Emporia, these sisters were struggling to maintain and operate St. Francis Hospital. As our curtain rises, we hear the voice of Sister Superior Mary.
It has been for us a hard year. As you know, we took over this hospital after others had failed. We are new to this country, its customs, and its language. And I think sometimes we are too timid, too backward. Things have happened that try us sorely, but we cannot lose faith. Only a few patients have come to us this year, and nearly all of them have been penniless. But that does not matter. We turn no one away. We have seen the good of some of our work, and somehow we have managed to pay our way. Tomorrow we must again bury for the rent that it is to be paid to Mr. Burley. But somehow we pay it, maybe. So let us be thankful for the blessings bestowed upon us. We must go on. We
Mother,
must.
You've done. You've killed her. I'll fix it with this.
Come quickly. It's the man in room 9. He thinks we have killed his wife. We cannot reason with him.
Yeah, come back to bed. What is the trouble, sir?
My wife. Look at her. She's dying. Oh, I knew she'd die if she ever came to this pest house. No one ever lives when I bring them here.
Quiet, you fool. Your wife's not dying.
Oh, that's more of your lies. You say that because you're the doctor. You dirty butcher, you talk me into letting you operate. And now you've killed her. You've killed my
sister,
wife.
Sister, will you take this idiot out of here? I must finish this operation.
Oh, no, you don't. You want to get rid of me so you can go on carving on her. But I'm not going to let you. I'm going to kill you.
Please, you do not know what you are saying. Stop.
I'll show you.
Keep away from me, you fool. Let go of my arm. Let go, I tell you. All right, then. Take that.
You had to do it, Doctor.
Yes, I had to do it. Now take him out of here. This woman isn't dying. She's going to live.
My wife. My wife. What did you do with her? Where's my wife?
Dear, she is all right. The operation was a success. She's going to live.
Are you sure?
Please trust me. That was very foolish of you to try to harm the good doctor. We had to stop you or your wife would have died.
She was lying so still. She was so pale. I saw the knife. Oh, she couldn't have lived. She couldn't.
Where is the doctor now? He will tell you.
Yes. Yes, your wife is going to live. No thanks to you. And if that jaw of yours hurts, I'm not sorry one darn bit. First you put off bringing your wife to the hospital until she almost dies of a ruptured appendix, and then you attempt to kill me while I'm trying to save her life.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor.
Of course he is, Doctor. He is like so many. They fear the hospital, the doctors, everything that may save them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. Sometimes one forgets that there are still people who can't believe that surgery is possible.
Doctor, when can I see my wife?
Well, You'll promise just to stand at the door and be very quiet. I'll let you look at her. Let you see that she's really alive.
Thank you. Just let me see her.
All right. Come on. Now remember, you just to stand at the door and be very quiet.
Yes, I promise.
There she is.
You see? She is alive. She will be well and happy again.
Yes, she is. I can see her breathing. Oh, she is alive. You... Thank you.
That's all right, old man. Now, you'd better go lie down yourself. You take yourself in such a pitch that, well, you'll be my next patient if you don't watch out.
That's all right, Doc. I trust you now. It's wonderful what you've done. It's wonderful.
Then, I take it I'm forgiven for that swollen jaw you have?
Oh, sure. Go ahead and hit me again if you want it, Doc. I got it coming to me.
No. No, all you've got coming to you is a good rest. Now, see that you get it.
Thanks, Doc.
Oh, come, sister, I must talk to you.
Yes, Doctor.
This woman is going to pull through very nicely if she has the proper care and nourishment. Does this man have any money?
No, Doctor. I'm afraid not. But he'll get the proper food for her. I don't know how yet, but he will.
Things are pretty bad, huh?
Oh, they are, what do you say, not so good as you would like. Sometimes I think these sisters are poor business managers. Some people say to us, you must run a hospital like a business. You must get money. Often when tiny wages speak, just becomes your thing.
Yes, Miss Annual. It's impossible. Well, I must be going. By the way, here's a stray $5 bill I found, and
oh, Doctor, you are so good. But I know you need that money.
And so do you. Well, good day, Cecilia. Maybe next year things will be better.
$2, $3, $4, $5.
But nearly $15 in a tray for the ring.
Oh, Sister Superior,
wouldn't be seen at the bell, not from the lower the rent in this building. I know $50 a month isn't much to pay for a building this price, but...
Ah, so you have thought of that?
Oh, yes.
Why do you say? Because I too have thought of it. I've talked to him. He has lowered the rent for us. It is now $40.
Oh, then, but no, this too cannot stay.
And why not?
The money in your hand is only $35. All we have.
Not all we have, Sister Marguerite. Look,
$5
each. Yes. All last night and all day I wondered where we could get that $5. And then today it came, without asking for it. So you see, divine providence is still working for us. We have the rent for another month.
And so, with remarkable faith and optimism, these courageous sisters carried on their work, rejoicing in their small triumphs over poverty, trusting fervently that their prayers would be answered, always believing that...
Next year, it will be better.
But somehow next year would find them still wretchedly poor. Luxuries or even necessary comforts for themselves they did not seek. But no sacrifice was too great to make for the comfort of a patient. One went...
Margaret, haven't you seen Sister Superior? Not this early this morning. She left the hospital and said she would be back later.
But where could she have gone on a day like this?
I don't know. Well, she said she might be gone for some time.
But surely not for this long. Why, it's almost time for evening vespers. And
what do you say? Sister Superior, she just crossed the street. She's carrying many bundles.
Oh, what would they be? Oh, she must be nearly frozen. Hurry, open the door for her.
Thank you.
Sister Cecilia, where have you been in this awful cold?
Oh, no, then. Help me with this one. Oh, my hands are aching. Be careful of these little flowers.
Sister Cecilia, where did you find it?
At the home I gave it to you. Very dear, need care immediately. Sister Margaret, take it to her room. Make it very warm, and then I must call a doctor. Be sure we can save it.
Margaret, dear child. These little hands are almost blue with the cold.
This is Simeon. Help me with this other bundle. I have a few things. Some food and some money too. Not much, but a little.
Oh, how long have you been out in this dreadful cold?
I'm sitting on it. That ring really blew me off.
Here, sit down here. Oh, you shouldn't have gone out on such a day. I'll get you some hot broth.
No, 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 not now. We won't have enough. We need some food for those patients.
Oh, but you must have something. You've been gone all day.
No, no, I'll be all right.
Oh, you're catching cold. Oh, where did you go? What could have made you go out on this day? Any of us would have been glad to go for you.
I'm sure you would. If I was the one to go first, to see if it could be done.
See if what could be done.
If one could get food, fuel, and money, so many things that we need.
But where did you go?
Everywhere. From door to door, house to house. And I knocked on the door, and I said, in my best English, "No, I am Sister Mary Johanna of the St. Francis Hospital. I have patients who need good food and warmth, and could be food to him. You ask them that?"
"Yes."
"And many days. I will promise to give later. But they understood what I had to say. Sister Julian, some of your four handicapped professors speak the language of the country not so good yet. If we can, we must." And then I go to my whole house. I just think that I don't expect you mean to live alone. It was such a poor house. My heart just ached for them. I did not ask any help from them. You see the baby. His little eyes were all closed with the cold. And it was coughing. And they had no fire in the house. I begged of them to let me take it here. Sometimes, do not look so sad, Sister Julian.
Oh, but you, out there, going from house to house, all them to frighten you.
Yes, a little bit. I'm not sure I could do it. It was so hard at first. Just to go to strangers and beg for food. And then there was one man who said he had nothing to give to Catholics. So I say, "I am sorry. And good day."
Oh, Sister Julian,
why do you cry?
Oh, forgive me, but when I think of what we have come to, when I think of you out there begging,
Sister Julian, stop it.
But to think that you should so beg.
No, no, you must not think like that. I forbid it. We are today to see if it could be done. We are desperate, Sister Julian. We have patients who need so much, and we must get it for them. All of us must do it.
You mean we must beg?
Yes, beg. Beg from everyone. We must forget to be timid. We must forget pride. Be brave. Yes, beg. Beg on our knees if we have to. But we keep this hospital. We help those.
Take these pills every hour, Sister Mary.
Yes, Doctor. Thank you. I heal. And now I must...
No, no. You're to stay in bed. You're lucky to be here at all. I think I should ask Father Tim to scold you severely.
Indeed, Doctor. I almost feel like you shouldn't have been out so long in that list.
You're absolutely right, Father. And now she wants to be up and running about the hospital.
Yeah, but there is so much to do. I want to see that little baby.
Well, it's all right, and you can see it later. It's a good thing you brought it here when you did, though.
Then it was not wrong for me to go out as I did. Oh, please, Doctor, I feel all right.
I feel much better when I am up.
Now, now, Sister Joanna, you must obey the doctor. And I have very good news for you. Many kind friends are coming forward to help the hospital. Those are the packing houses. You're going to send meat and ice.
Oh, they are. I've been eating so much.
Yes, yes, and you have also received a considerable quantity of prepared food from the Masonic Lodge.
From the Masonic?
Yes, and three farmers brought fruit, vegetable, eggs, and cured hams this morning, and Bishop Hennessy was here with some vegetables.
Ah, they are so good.
Yeah, so you see, Sister Joanna, it won't be necessary to go begging from door to door, especially in a blizzard.
Well, maybe everything's going to be all right. I will not keep this hospital. It can do so much good for this city.
Yes, and it's going to appreciate it, too.
Someday we can have money to build more, make it nicer, and always do so many things. Someday. There is someone at the door?
Yes.
Excuse me, Doctor, but may I see Sister Superior? A cablegram has come. It's from Rome.
That you say? Come in, Sister Julian.
Yes, yes, come on in.
Oh, Sister Superior, it's a cablegram from Rome.
Rome? From the Vatican. I have to tell them about very sad times and to ask of them advice.
Open it, Sister Julian.
You do read it. I've not got my glasses now.
Yes, of course.
It says, Sister, what is this?
Oh, no. I do not want to read it.
Let me see it, Sister Julian.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Sister Joanna. You must prepare for a disappointment.
Disappointment? What do they say?
It's very brief. It says, sell and settle in Wichita.
What? Yes. Sell this? Maybe you should give it up?
I'm afraid that is what they mean.
Oh, no, no. I do not understand. You cannot sell it. There's nothing to sell such a little furniture. There is this place, see?
Yes, I know, but then...
Oh, give up? Oh, no, no. You cannot do that. You must do something. I know. You can. You must buy the building.
What?
Yeah, they must buy the building.
But, Sister, you cannot pay your rent, let alone buy the building.
But they must do. Get the money someday. It's ours. We must keep the hospital. We work for it. We strive for it. We cannot give it up now. And we must tell them that. Oh, Father, tell me there is someday. Someday we can go on.
Someway?
Surely there is someday.
Yes, Sister Joanna. I believe there is. With faith such as yours, there surely must be some way. Letters to Rome, letters to bankers.
The mother has still doubtful. I must write again.
More letters to Rome. More letters back to us.
They are thinking more favorably of my plan. I write more letters.
Letters. And so on the sixth day of January, 1893, the sisters of the sorrowful mother purchased St. Francis Hospital from Mr. H. O. Burley. There is the deed, Sister Joanna, and I tremble at the thought of the debt.
We will pay it someday. Better times will come for us. I am sure.
And better times did come to these brave and worthy sisters. They succeeded in paying the debt, and by 1897, St. Francis Hospital was well on its way to success. In the present magnificent building is presented and represented over 50 60 glorious years of devotion to the welfare of humanity. Another dramatic episode in the history of Wichita. Every Sunday evening, at this same time, the Wichita Eagle brings you these living pages from the past. And every day, the Wichita Eagle brings you the live news of the present. We invite you to listen again next Sunday to the story of This Is Wichita.